get some coffee, I'll be happy. I'll be glad to get some coffee. Oh, yeah. Can you hold my Birkenstock while I go get it?
Hello, I'm Neil Allen from Hudson, New York. You're listening to WGXE ACRA 90.7 FM.
Please join us on Tuesday, October 22nd at 6 p.m. for a Town of Caro candidate forum at the Caro Durham High School in the auditorium.
This is an opportunity to ask questions of the candidates and hear their answers to help you make an informed decision on November 5th.
The public is invited at 6 p.m. to submit questions.
The forum will begin at 6:30 promptly and will be moderated by seniors in Caro Durham's College Government class.
The forum will be broadcast live on WGXC 90.7 FM and streamed online at wgxc.org/live.
Child care will be available.
We look forward to seeing you there.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Waveform's WGXC is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Waveform Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of SVB of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
And good morning, Brightsiders. This is Brightside Wednesday here at WGXC 90.7 FM on your Columbia Catskill and vicinity dial. If you're unable to keep the signal going, you can still hear the music and the talk flowing by going to wgxc.org. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I am so delighted to be back with you again on this Bright Side Wednesday morning. What beautiful weather we are having for autumn in New York. Oh, my gosh. Shout outs and prayers for folks getting other kinds of weather. But we are so grateful and so blessed right here in beautiful downtown Hudson. We got the fall foliage going on, and the weather is nice and calm, and I'm just excited about it. A few more weeks before we got to get that oil fill up. How about that? Well, listen, beloved, I have a lineup of music today. You know, we do the music with a message over here, and I have a lineup of music today. I was watching an interview with Miss Jada Pinkett Smith and Miss Alicia Keys, and Alicia said that, yeah, she's a friend in my head, right, so I can call Alicia, Miss Keys, to the rest of y'all, right? But she was saying how she wanted to do a collaboration with Miss Lauryn Hill, that was one of her dream situations is to do a collaboration with Lauryn Hill. And then lo and behold, like, I don't know, within minutes or maybe an hour or so later, I was watching, listening rather to some music and came across this number by Miss Lauryn Hill. I don't know how old it is, and I hope that I can get it going for you this morning. But it's going to kick off my lineup, and I have some other songs that I have arranged as well. And the reason for this arrangement of songs today, I guess, is that, you know, there are folks out there and they just need to be encouraged. They need to know You're not the only one going through. You need to know that God sees and God cares and God knows. And you need to know that you're going to make it all right. It's going to be okay. And so that's why I picked the songs that I had picked for today. So you know somebody out there that this might minister to, might help a little bit today. I encourage you to give them a holler. Let them know what we're doing. And maybe that's you. I know I'm talking to you, but it's for me too, right? So we're going to try something here in the studio this morning and see if we can make this sound come through. This hopefully will be Miss Lauren Hill singing "I Gotta Find Peace of Mind." And then we're going to come back and we're going to give you some more music with a message. Here we go. Okay, see, I have a little bit of difficulty. Okay, it's playing here in the studio, but it's not playing for you. Let me see. Hello, I got some help coming. Yeah, it's not.
It's not plugged in.
Well, no, I. Hold on, y'all. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Rocky Heron, and I'm here to bring you an isometric strength program. In this program, we'll be working on a number of
I gotta find peace of mind.
See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
Here we go. We're back.
I gotta find peace of mind.
We had a little bit of change in our equipment situation and
I gotta
the flow.
Find peace
but
of mind.
Here we go. Miss Lauren Hill.
He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says there's no me without him. Please help me forget about him. He takes all my energy. Trapped in my memory, constantly holding me, I need to tell you all the pain he's caused. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you I'm undone because it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible without him, but I know it's possible to finally be in love and know the real meaning of a lasting relationship, not based on ownership. I trust every part of you. Cause all that you say you do, you love me despite myself. Sometimes I fight myself. I just can't believe that you would have anything to do with someone so insecure, someone so immature. Oh, you inspire me to be the higher me. You make my desire pure. You make my desire pure. Just tell me what to say. I can't find the words to say. Please don't be mad with me. I have no identity. All that I've known is some lies. Now that I know the truth, now that is no excuse. Keeping me from your love, what was I thinking of? Holding me from your love, what was I thinking of? You are my peace of mind. That old me is left behind. You are my peace of mind. That old me is left behind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's improbable, but I know it's tangible. He says it's not grabbable, but I know it's havable. 'Cause anything's possible. Oh, anything is possible. Please come free.
What does this strange looking?
It sounds like we're going to have us a little bit of a technical difficulty challenge today. But we're here anyway. We're going to do what we do as the best we can for you while we work all this stuff out. That is Miss Lauren Hill. And she was looking for some peace of mind and asking God to free her mind. And I was reading this morning in this devotional about invisible barriers. And the invisible barriers were things that, you know, we don't know that are holding us back from having that peace of mind, et cetera, and so forth. And so this story was about this gentleman who a bee flew into his car. Anybody ever had that experience? And this bee flew into his car, and he watched this bee trying to get out of the car and running into the window pane and the windshield and et cetera and so forth. I remember a time I was in a car with a friend, and a bee flew into the car. My friend stopped the car in the middle of the street, jumped out the car, and left it in park. And I'm sitting there wondering what's going on. And then realized when she came back and said, is that bee gone? So people can have some real fears about that kind of a thing, right? But this gentleman, he kept his cool, opened up the door, let the bee out. And the bee flew to freedom. And it got him to thinking. It got him to thinking about invisible barriers that keep us from being free. You know, free to be and free to enjoy God and his blessings and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, I was listening to Lauren Hill again, you know, setting up my playlist. And I just thought about, again, that devotional reading that I was reading and sharing this morning. And the prayer focus for that devotional reading was a deeper self-awareness, that we might become more aware of the barriers that might be holding us down and blocking us, right? From being who we are created to be. And that could be false traditions, false beliefs, old stale traditions, hidden pride, resentments, all kind of things. So, yeah, my prayer is for myself, for deeper self-awareness. And if that works for you, if that's something you need to, then great. I'm glad I got to share that with you. So, all right. So, today is, let me see what today is. Oh, it's October 16th. Oh my gosh, senior moments. How about that? But yeah, it is October 16th. We're more than halfway through in the month. And they got the Christmas stuff out and the Halloween stuff out. Why is it that we don't have a lot of Thanksgiving decorations? I'd like to see some more Thanksgiving decorations out. But I was kind of glad to see the Christmas decorations coming out. Yeah, they'll be out a little longer, right? But in any event, I'm going to work through this because I have a lineup for you, and I want to play it for you. I want to bless somebody. I want to encourage somebody and help somebody today. So here we go. Let's try it, because you know, Right Side Wednesday. Must be some handy for supper.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by. T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
Overcomer, don't quit, don't give in, right? You're an overcomer. I love it, I love it. I know I heard you was asking like, where's Mandisa? We ain't heard no Mandisa in a minute. So we got her back for you. I heard you. Yes, beloved. So here we are, Bright Side Wednesday once again. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and bringing some music with a message to you today. We want to play this other one. I think I played this recently, too. So if you heard it then and you want to hear it again, this is what we're going to do for you. This one is by a group called the Tommies. The Tommies Reunion, right? And it is He Worked It Out. How do you know that you are an overcomer? It's because you know that He worked it out. Oh my gosh. So yeah, He worked it out. Hallelujah. He worked it out. All righty. Now I was looking for, I was trying to put up in the queue. You hang in there with me, y'all. Hang in there with me, y'all. We had to switch gears in here and I gotta do my playlist in a different kind of a way today. And so I think, by George, I might have it for you. Here we go.
Ah!
Yes, that's the Tommies, y'all. He already worked it out. That's what we call that gospel soul, all right? Already worked it out. How do we know that we are overcomers? Because he's already worked it out. Wow, you ever have those times? I had a time like that just a few days ago. And I was trying to work something out, and then the phone started ringing. And by the time I got two phone calls with two different situations, he had already worked it out while I was trying to figure it out. God had already worked it out. Don't you love it when it happens like that? I mean, it ain't always like that, but it's cool when it happens like that, ain't it? Yes, sir. Well, you know what? We got another one for you coming right up. Another overcomer, another encouraging word. For those who got them haters out there, we know about the haters, right? Don't hate, participate. This one is from Hezekiah Walker, and it's an oldie but a goodie, and it is, "No weapon formed against me will prosper." I know Hezekiah Walker is now a bishop. Yes, our beloved, he's a bishop. I knew him when he was a young man.
I had my share of love abuse, manipulated, and his strength misused.
Oh, I think I said Fred Hammond and No Weapon, and then I skipped over to Hezekiah Walker. Well, we're going to go back to No Weapon for a moment. In a moment. Right now it's Hezekiah Walker. I'm getting it there. I'm getting there.
And I know,
I'm getting there.
And I know you favored me.
You favored me because
my enemies, they did try, but they couldn't triumph over me. Yes, they did try, but it didn't work. I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm still blessed. On my way to my destiny. Because the favor of God is on my life. Let me tell you about love.
Love is patience.
Love is kind.
Love is
felt most when it's genuine. I had a whole lot of people in my life who abused my love. They manipulated it and took the strength of it and tried to misuse it. But I can't help but to give God glory today when I think about all I've been through. And I still came out on the winning side.
I
don't know about you, but I know that he favored me. Because my enemies, they did try. Sing it, y'all. But they couldn't triumph over me. Because greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. That's what they did. That's what they did.
They told
a whole lot of lies. But God favored me.
My character.
My integrity.
My faith in God. He favors me.
But it would not
fall.
Would not bend.
Will not bend.
Won't compromise.
God favors me.
I spoke life. And prosperity.
Prosperity.
I even spoke health.
He favored me.
Against me.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acra, Catskill and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears.
It will not fall,
will not bend,
not gonna bend,
won't compromise. God favors me, I speak prosperity,
and I speak health.
They conspired.
They told their lies.
They told their
tonight. You got faith.
Got faith, with me.
In your trial, in your test, in your hard time, don't worry.
Got faith, with me.
Attack your character, attack your integrity. Don't worry, no, no.
Got faith, with me.
Touch your neighbor, encourage the person next to you. Tell them I got it. Tell them I got it. I can say it.
Yes.
Till you will.
Yes.
Say it.
Yes.
Because I got it. Through my crisis.
Yes.
Difficulty.
Yes.
Through my hard
yes.
time. I found favor.
Yes.
Favor.
Yes.
I got it.
Yes.
I got it. I got it. I got it. Y'all, I got another witness. Come here, DJ Rogers.
Wondering why I did not die. I'll be happy to tell you why.
God favors me.
No longer do I cry when fake friends say goodbye.
God favors me.
Some days the well was dry, but I had.
Everybody, one more time, everybody, lift your voice all over this world and say, God favors me.
God favors me.
Amen. Talking about the FOG, the favor of God, the favor of God. Go ahead and declare it over yourself right now. God favors me. You know, we all know about the haters, right? And sometimes you'd be like, wow, God, I mean, and you think like it's just you. You think like you're all alone and it's, you're under attack and all these kinds of things. And where is God? And so for somebody to write a song like that lets you know that you are not alone, all right? I know there's some witnesses out there probably taking your hands off the steering wheel or putting your hands up in the room and saying, yes, Lord, that's me. Well, I want you to sing along with Mr. Hezekiah Walker today. God favors me. Everything was under attack. Everything was under attack. But God favors me. That's why you're still here topside up. That's why you can have some joy. Oh, don't let me to preach up in here. I told y'all that I was going to play. Oh, my gosh. I told y'all I was going to play Fred Hammond, right? And then who comes up but Hezekiah Walker? I tell you, it's been that kind of morning right here in the studio for me today. But we don't quit. You might see me struggle, but you won't see me quit. Hallelujah. There's no quit in the dip. I tell you, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. So we are working on bringing up that song that I promised you. I told you that I was going to get for you because we are all about music with a message and we want to encourage somebody that's struggling. All right. This one says, no weapon formed against me will prosper. It just won't work. Can I get a witness on that? All right, let's see if this gonna do what I want it to. Mr. Fred Hammond, where you at? Mr. Fred Hammond, I want you to play. Nah, I don't want Dietrich, I want Fred. Fred Hammond, where you at? I think by George, in a moment, we gonna have it.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one.
There just ain't one. What the note?
Although they've set a snare, a trap, I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.
There just ain't one.
And it won't.
There just ain't one.
Beloved, I'm back. All right. Did you like that? No weapon formed against you will prosper. It just won't work. It might look like it's working, but it ain't over till God say it's over. All right. You be encouraged. You be encouraged. You know, I got a visitor in the studio with me. She knew I'd be here today, and she popped on in and came on through, and I'm so glad to bring her back to you. We got want to talk this, about some things she's been doing and working on. If you haven't weren't with us when she was here maybe a year or so ago or close to a year ago, this is Miss Krista Shook, and she's a PK, and she is just doing some wonderful things in the Christian world. And so, Krista, say hello to the Bright Side listeners, the WGXC audience.
Hello, everybody.
Okay.
That was it.
All right. So I was in the wrong mic. Hello, everybody.
She and I were just laughing about the kind of day it's been in the studio this morning.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? As I told her, you might see me struggle, but you won't see me quit. Do I have a witness out there?
Right.
So, yes. So Krista Shook is here, and she was approached. I don't know if you out there have heard, I'm supposing some of you have heard about this movement called Awaken the Dawn. And so she was contacted by some people, organizers for Awaken the Dawn to coordinate in the Mid-Hudson Valley region. Wow. I mean, how awesome is that?
I know.
So, Krista, will you tell us why you here today, why you popped on in and wanted to talk to our audience?
Definitely. I want to get the word out. We are doing 50 hours of worship and prayer. It starts tomorrow night. It starts at 6 p.m. and we're going to be located at 334 Union Street, which is rock solid. And from 6 to 8, we will be outside in the tent. And then during the nighttime on Thursday night and Friday night from 8 p.m. to 8 in the morning, we will be inside the church. And then during the day, we'll be back out in the tent. And it all ends on Saturday at 8 p.m. And the whole goal is just to unite the body of Christ to worship and prayer. And we're just going to lift up the name of Jesus. So, you know, nothing about promoting any person, church, ministry. It is all about
political
Jesus.
Agenda.
No, we don't want any political agenda.
Theological, philosophical.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want any of that. We just want to lift up Jesus, because he said if we lift him up, then he draws all men unto him.
Mm-hmm.
So our job is to bring a sacrifice of praise and to pray. That's what we're supposed to do. And then let him do what only he can do.
Now, you said this is 50 straight hours.
Straight hours.
And you said we are going to do this.
Yeah.
But you ain't going to be up for 50 straight hours.
Well, I'm going to,
you going to try.
Do my best.
So how does this actually work, that it's 50 continuous hours? How does it actually work?
So we have a team. We have churches that get the vision, mm-hmm. and are going to be a part of this. So I have different tent leaders, and I have worship teams that are coming and prayer teams that are coming. I mean, you know, anybody that wants to come. I still have time slots on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody out there has a worship prayer, if you want to come, we would love to have you.
As a leader, but they can also just come
you
to just be
just
in the mix.
Right. We just want to unite, and we just want to lift up Jesus, because it is time to raise him up, to get outside of the four walls. That's the point of the tent, is we want to be outside. So we're not promoting, again, it's not about a church. It is all about promoting Jesus.
So even though it's going to be held at Rock Solid Church, this is not Rock Solid Church.
No.
This is the church
right.
of God.
Right.
Yes.
That's right. They just said we can use their lawn.
And saying, their building.
And
they're
going to
turn the lights on at night.
But that's it. It's not a Rock Solid thing. It is about the body of Christ coming together.
That is so exciting, and I definitely plan to be out, and I've heard a little bit of buzz about it, and you told me some other things that's happening with that, and I want to talk about that when we come back, or maybe we'll talk about that now while I put up the next playlist. How about that? You were saying that you were working on something that's going to be online today.
Right. So I posted a video about 2 weeks ago just letting people know what's going on, and it's had close to 3,000 between the two videos altogether. So people are starting to hear, you know, what's going to be happening. And I think people are waiting for this. We're waiting to get outside the four walls and actually like join together and be in our community and lifting up the name of Jesus. So it's time. I mean, I think the last time that, you know, Catholic churches, Presbyterian churches, Methodist churches, Wesleyan churches, you know, I don't care where you go. But the last time I think something like this happened when everyone got outside their walls was the Jesus movement. And my generation, you know, 30s, younger, I think we are looking for, let's just connect. Mm-hmm. Let's be a part of something. Let's do something. Let's stop sitting in church.
Yes, yes. Well, you know that's what we all about. I am the church without walls. People keep saying, "Where your church?" We don't have no walls.
That's right.
But that didn't stop us from being the church, right? Yep. And that's how we connected, so I know I'm right. All right. So this song, beloved, is from a gentleman called Young Saint, and I just love this. I love this song. I think I got it going before I got you going, but here it is. You know, we're eclectic here. We bring a little bit of everybody. No. See, now that's what I don't want to play right now. How in the world did that happen? How did we go from Young Saint and Oh My, well, he said, Oh My God. That's fair. I mean, that was a good one, too. That song is a good one, too. But that's not what I was trying to play. How do I get back to Young Saint, beloved? Young Saint said, Oh My God. All right, you know what? God said, won't he do it? Here we go.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. Just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses. Cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. Only do it, he said he would. Your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed. How it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. You see what the enemy had planned for my downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Cause when it comes at you fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gonna show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time, I know. Battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it,
Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Oh, my God. I may have to bring that one to you next time. So Crystal was talking to us before we took that little music with a message break about this video that she was doing that got all these hits. So if I wanted to check out your video, which I do, what do I have to do?
Just go onto Facebook and our page is Worship Collective, the Worship Collective. So I just, that work? Yeah. So we're, yeah, go onto Facebook and go onto the Worship Collective and you'll see the video that I have on there.
It's Worship Collective on Facebook.
Right. The Worship Collective on Facebook. And it's just more information about what we're going to be doing. And I'm going to post another one today because people don't like to read as much. I think they like to see and hear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if anyone has any questions and you go onto that page, I'm on it all the time. So you can write us a message and I will get back to you.
I just love when I have somebody that is digital age, technologically savvy. Because I'm from that other century. but that's great. And I look forward to checking out your video. Wow, our time is getting ready to wrap up. I do hope that I encouraged somebody while you were with me going through my trials this morning. That's what I get for scooting in here a minute ahead of time, saying, oh, I got this, and then finding, oops, can't use that. Oh, wow, we got to do something different here. So we just plowed on through it. I hope you hung in there with me and found that it was worth your while. I don't want you to touch that dial. This is WGXC, and we are listener-supported radio for open ears. And that means that, you know, we get to do some things. And a lot of times, most of the times, my views are not those of the station. It's not a station sanctioned thing. I just get to say what I, you know, on my heart to say. And that happens because of listener support. So, you know, we certainly hope that you will consider us when you're doing your monthly allocations. That you would consider being a supporter for WGXC. $5 a month even, you know, whatever you can do. Those who can do more, I know that you will. But, yeah, anybody out there that want to be a part of our family for giving, be part of our giving family, we appreciate you. And those of you who are, for what you do, snaps and claps for you, I tell you, we thank you, because there's no me without you. There's no me without you. Getting ready to get up out of here. And till we get back again, when we get back again, it'll be November. And so Awaken the Dawn, which happens this Thursday at Rock Solid Church at 334 Union Street in the beautiful city of Hudson, New York.
That's right.
Will be the location. So if you come by during the day, there'll be a nice little tent out there to keep us out of the elements. And if they're there in the evening, we will be in the church building itself all through the night. For those of you who get off early in the mornings, and you can, you know, think about popping on in, you know, somebody will be there. Might not be me, but somebody will be there. but certainly that's exciting. 50 hours of prayer, expectation, and lifting up the Lord Jesus the Christ. I love that idea, and I know that you will be blessed in doing that if you can do that. What else is going on? Oh, we got Halloween coming on, but you know the world say Halloween, I say Hallelujah Night. All right, so we saying Hallelujah Night, and that's coming up. It's the eve before All Saints Day, which is November 1st. So we want people to be careful out there. And, you know, consider, you know, just coming over to the side of the Hallelujah Night and having that celebration. How about that? Yeah, and I got lots of birthdays and lots of people celebrating weddings and anniversaries. So for all of you, snaps and claps to you. And I wish you all a very happy birthday. I ran off my list of loved ones who had birthdays in October earlier. You had anybody celebrating in October?
I have my birthday on Monday.
Get out of here. You see? Mm-hmm. Now, how did I know that? The flesh and blood did not reveal that to me. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you.
Wow, that's great. So after 50 hours of prayer, then God's going to bless you real good on your birthday. Amen. Oh, I love that. Well, beloved, we're going to get ready to get up out of here. But listen, you know what I always say. I don't care how dark the clouds, how gray the day. The sun is still shining out there, beloved. It's shining for you. So you hang on there till God brings you through, okay? This is Bright Sider Wednesday. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, saying hang on in there. And maybe, oh my God, is going to play us out of here today.
Lose control like, oh my God.
Everything's clear.
The enemy is telling me.
Might as well quit.
The tears in my eyes crying.
Lord, please get me through.
That's the reason.
I